You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today, Dr. Marcia Bailey continues with Receiving the Double.
God is able, and he'll do it for you. God is able, let's make a person, and he'll do it for me. God is able, what? And he'll do it for me. Come on. God is able, what? And he'll do it for me. Matthew 9:28-29 speaks of two blind men following Jesus, crying out, Master, Master, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Now, Jesus was busy. He's already healed the daughter of Jairus and the woman with the issue of blood. And a noise was going about of what Jesus had the power to do. They heard about it. They couldn't see it. They didn't see what Jesus did. They didn't see Jairus' daughter rising from the dead. They didn't see, you know, the woman with the issue of blood, but they heard about it. And so the 28th verse, and when he was come into the house, the blind man came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? For you to receive the double, you got to believe that God is able to do this. I don't care how long you've been in your situation. You got to believe that God is able to do this. I don't care what the doctor's report say. We believe that God is able to do this. And they said unto him, Yea, Lord. Yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. So you have to believe that he can do it for you. You believe that he's able, but according to your faith, then it can happen for me. I hear that this is the year of the double. I heard somebody having testimonies of the double, but I have faith now in my heart. Hey, well, he did it for them. I see him working, well, he can do it for me. Okay, hear this. So when you hear someone's testimony, it should not put you in anxiety, doubt, fear, or unbelief when you hear about their double, or throw you into a negative way of comparing yourself. If you do so, there's a root of jealousy. It's a root of competition. Because all testimonies are supposed to inspire you, motivate you, and encourage you, and ignite faith on the inside of you. It shouldn't make you feel like, what's up with me, God? What's wrong with me, God? What's going on with me, God? There's a root of jealousy. There's a root of competition. And you got to root that thing out of you so you can receive the double. So to receive that prophetic word of double, we have to mix it with our faith. You got to mix it with faith. So you just can't come here and just like, okay, good church, I put my time in. You have to mix it with faith. Hebrews 4:2, so for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. Us and them. We heard the word. You and you. You and me. Us and y'all. We hearing the word. But the word preached to preach did not profit them. The ones who don't believe God. The ones who don't have any faith. The one who just wasn't doing anything, just coming to church, waiting for something to fall out the sky, waiting for the double Dutch king to hit him on the head. Remember that rock? Double Dutch. I was trying to remember the double Dutch. You waiting for the double Dutch man to hit you on the head. Here's your double. It don't work like that. Because if it did, I'd be like, okay, hit me with my double. So no, you got to not be mixed with faith in them that heard it. So when you hear this word, you have to mix it with faith. The word without faith will not bring manifestation. The word without faith, y'all, will not bring manifestation. If you're doubting right now, you're not going to have manifestation. If you're being cynical right now, you will not have manifestation. And sometimes the devil, he'll talk, but I'll show you how to handle that. You don't listen to what everything you hear. And some of us know how to ignore real good. Ain't that right, husbands? You're just talking, asking questions, and your voice goes into the abyss. And you're like, wait a minute, did I say something? Am I talking? Did you ask the question? They're like, oh yeah, I heard you. Bishop doesn't do that to me by faith in Jesus' name. And so you have to mix it with faith. So double's not going to fall out the sky. So mixing it, the word, the double with faith, looks like getting your mouth involved. You have to get your mouth involved. Proverbs 18:21. Now this is a real problem for those of us who are so cool, sophisticated, arrived at some place of affluence. I can't be acting all unseemly, saying all kinds of crazy stuff, but if somebody put a gun to your head, your mouth will open quick. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it. For death or life. So death and life are in the power of the tongue. So when the word of faith is being preached, or a prophetic word is being given, you have to engage, employ your mouth, get your mouth involved. So the challenge for many of us sometimes in church is that this is as good as many of our day or life gets. Putting our suit on, doing our hair, putting our nails on, all that kind of stuff. Wearing all our money so I got to look the part. So we show up broke on the inside and go and leave broke because you won't open your mouth. And so you want to change your circumstance, change your living, change what we don't see, because what we see here don't mean anything. Come here looking good, go home feeling tormented. So to receive that word and to activate your mouth, we got to begin to speak. We got to begin to release. And so one of the ways you begin to say, when you hear the word of God, you have to respond. Okay? So one of the ways to respond is say, I receive it. Let's practice this. This is the last day that you experience lack in your life. You are engaging your mouth. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And what you're telling to the forces of darkness, to the devil and to the realm of the spirit, that I received that word that was just spoken. No matter what my life looks like, I superimpose that prophetic word over my situation. Basically, you take the prophetic word and you raise it up and you allow that to be the authority over your debt, over the doctor's report, over what you heard. But you say it with your mouth. It's like, God has, by his stripes, you are healed. So every sick cell, every disease, every germ that's in your body hurt, you just received healing. Church is the easiest way multiply. And I may be in a broken place, but still receiving it. But I could be standing or sitting next to a faith giant. A faith giant could be on my road, behind me, or just in the building. But if I come to the house of God, I employ my mouth, because I can't rob what I won't say. If you're trying to snatch what they say and you won't open your mouth, it won't last till you get to the car. But you got to open your mouth and say, I receive it. And so what's on their life, what's in their faith operating system, ignites yours. Come on, you know that. You get around some people of faith. We know some great people of faith in other countries. And we start hearing their stories. And we start listening to what they're saying. And we're like, amen. Amen. And the word amen that some of us have a hard time saying, it's the easy way. It's the easiest way to say I agree. Amen means I agree. So the way you employ your mouth, it says I receive it. And amen. Amen. So you're telling your situation that even though I'm living like this, feeling like this, I agree with what God can do. Amen. God's a good God. God's a healer. God's a deliverer. God's a restorer. You got to come to church and make some noise. You may not be living with anybody who's a believer, but you know when you come to church, I'm going to find a believer. So you engage your mouth. You use your mouth. That mixes it with faith. You make daily confessions. Daily confessions. I know we get tired of it. But we got to go back to those things we did early on when we came into the word of faith. Revelation, I believe the third chapter talks about strengthening those things that remain. You got to go back to those places. You still got your journal. It remains. You still got those scriptures you wrote out. They remain. And you got to do daily confessions. Confessions means it's a formal statement, written or verbal, of truth, of what you're acknowledging to be true. That's what a confession is. So we got to speak what we believe. Romans 10 and 10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now we all know this passage of scripture when it's connected to receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and that's what this passage of scripture refers to. But there's an application, because that word salvation means soteria in the Greek. It means deliverance. Praise God. So with confession, with my mouth speaking, I believe what's in my heart, praise God, I begin to work and I begin to speak my deliverance. So your deliverance is in your mouth, not just in the preacher's mouth, but your deliverance is in your mouth, not the person sitting next to you who's doing the most. Man, I'm sitting next to this sister. She's doing the most. This brother who does the most. Every time I come to church, I find this person who does the most. You don't know. God may have divinely connected you to an image, to a discipler of your faith breakthrough. That you watch them and study them long enough, you learn something. You begin to model it. It becomes normal to you. It becomes regular. You won't feel strange because you see her doing it. You see him doing it. And before you know it, you'll be doing the most on your way to the bank. Doing the most. Buying your new house. Doing the most. Going driving the car. Doing the most. How did you do that? I done confessed my way out of one living condition into another living condition. I done confessed my way out of one job to another job. I done confessed my way from broke days to favor-filled days. I confessed my way out of sickness into health. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, I receive it. Thank you. under the double by faith. We have to be willing, talking about this all morning, be willing to speak it. You must speak what you believe. Amen. Satan's job is to make you feel crazy. Amen. Make you feel off. That's an image, that's a figment of your imagination. But I'm letting you know today the devil is a liar. 2 Corinthians 4:13 said, we have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe and therefore have I spoken. It's Apostle Paul talking, speaking with all his folks that traveled with him. We also believe, therefore we speak. Even though we're going through situations, we don't allow our situation to change our confession. So things pop off, you still confess. You still confess. You still confess, no matter what your situation you're dealing with. So what are you dealing with right now? I give you space to speak it. Come on, speak what you believe. I'm believing that I'm going to be a kingdom millionaire. What do you believe? Come on, speak it. Come on, y'all. If you believe it, you got to speak it. Come on now, I thank you for your boldness. Because if you whisper it, there's fear somewhere in there. And fear don't draw manifestation. Faith draws manifestation. Tell someone and look at them, tell them what you believe in God for. God is able to do it. God is able to do it. God is able to do it. Somebody say, I receive it. So I'm hearing some hesitation, some doubt, because you're allowing everything that you've been through knock the word of faith out of you. I understand that. I get that. So you got to fight for it. So receive the double. You got to be willing to fight for it. You must be willing to fight for it. You must be willing to fight for it. Is there still hope? What was Zechariah 9:12 said? Do you still have hope? Who still has hope? Do you still have hope? Do you still have hope? Do you still have hope?
Yes.
Or did the job situation snatch hope from you?
No.
Did the divorce snatch hope from you?
No.
Did the bankruptcy snatch hope from you?
No.
Did the child rebellion snatch hope from you?
No.
So you still have to have hope. So you said, but I'm struggling. Who's struggling? So I'm trying to do this, but I'm struggling. You have to muster up the faith to fight. Matthew. We're going to wrap this up. 11:12 says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, right now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. So we have to take what's ours, the double, by force. So what do you mean? I thought this was the year of the double. Yes, if God has spoken that, that has been released, it's already done, but Satan and his imps are trying to block that thing from you, wall you up in a tower of doubt, fear and unbelief by distractions, by crisis and chaos. But you got to knock down those walls. You got to take authority of some things. And he said, nope, this is my year of the double. Even though I don't see it right now, I'm going to fight for what is mine. So we fight by binding, loosing, declaring, and decreeing. You fight by binding, loosing, declaring, and decreeing. How do you fight? Binding is to ensure a spiritual restraining issue, a spiritual restraining order against unlawfulness of someone and its behavior. So is there anybody acting unlawful? any unlawful activity in your life. So what am I talking about unlawful? If this is the law of God, the word of God is God's law. So if there's anything that's contrary to what you have read in the word of God, it's unlawful. You got to arrest him. You got to arrest him. You bind. You can't think binding. You must speak binding. If you don't engage your vocal cords, that devil will keep on terrorizing you. But you got to show up as a sheriff in your own life. The chief sheriff, the attorney general, the one who established laws, already told us the law, and that he has his supreme general official come tell you the law. But what he says, what I say, just tell you where you can find it at. But you as a sheriff in your own family, in your own life, must get your own handcuffs out and make a decision. Devil, today, I'm going to arrest you. I'm going to lock your hands down. I'm going to grab you by the head and push you down in the patrol car. And I'm going to drive you to jail. I'm tired of you living in my house. I'm tired of you on my job. I'm tired of you in my family. I bind you. I declare you are unlawful in the name of Jesus. You can't think it. You must say it. Loose is to release things from its holding place. The wealth of the sinners has been laid up for the just. The double has been laid up for the just. You loose it with your mouth. I command double to come and find me now. I declare I'm surrounded with favor like a shield. I loose my healing. I loose my money. I loose my houses. I loose my opportunity. I loose my sales. I loose my contract. I loose my favor in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I'm receiving a double. Declaring is an official position and announcement. This is official. This is for those of us who know that I know that I'm not supposed to be broke. It's an official. You're not trying to figure it out. You're not trying to practice it. Confession puts you in a position of practicing it. When you confess, you're practicing the word of God. It gets in your heart. It gets in your heart until there's an alignment. Then all of a sudden you agree with it. Then all of a sudden you wake up one day and you say, oh, no, I'm not supposed to be broke. Another day in my life.
As we expect double in 2019, there are some practical things that you have to do. Bishop Herbert Bailey encourages you to expect everything that God has for you this year. Order this timely three-part series today and get the bonus message from Dr. Marcia Bailey, Receiving the Double. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rdci.info. For immediate access, subscribe to rightdirection.tv. Ask for Double for Your Trouble and get the bonus message, Receiving the Double. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.